Students in Huati and Yellowknife are learning what it's like to trek across Antarctica. They're logging onto the website southpolequest.com to follow a team of three adventurers who are on their way to the South Pole. Now, Blair Hegman teaches science to grade 11 and 12 students at the Metsi Community School in Huati. He and 18 of his students are participating in the South Pole Quest program. He's on the line. Good morning, Blair.
Yeah, good morning.
Also with us in the studio is Yellowknifer Dr. Ewan Affleck, who helped set up the educational component of the trek to Antarctica. Good morning to you, Ewan.
Good morning, Randy.
So, Ewan, how did you get involved with this project to begin with?
I went for a run one day, and I met a variety of people and gradually became involved in this project.
It's amazing what a run can lead to.
It is amazing what a run can lead to.
Yeah. So were you supposed to go on this expedition too? Or
originally. So I had met a gentleman who I think Yellowknifers may know. His name is Ray Zahab. He's quite a fellow. And Ray has been running around the world doing ultramarathons. He's a very gifted runner. A few years ago, he ran across the Sahara 80 kilometers a day for 111 days without stopping. And so Ray has been up here and running, and through my running, I had met him and suggested to him if he ever needed a physician on one of his expeditions that I was happy to come along because I can run as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Blair, as a teacher, what do you like about this program?
Well, the program's, it's pretty amazing because it gives the opportunity for students to interact with some, you know, pretty inspirational people on the other end of the world, especially for Huati being, you know, almost up to the Arctic Circle, and communicating with some people who are trekking down to the South Pole in Antarctica, and they're able to ask them questions directly about, you know, their exploring expedition and also about the climate that they're experiencing. So it's pretty amazing that students from one end of the world are actually interacting in the classroom with people from another end of the world.
So can you give us an idea, Blair, how it works? I mean, can you describe a lesson for us?
Yeah, what basically I've been doing in both of my grade 11 and 12 science classes is that at the beginning we have access to the computers and we look onto the website and find out how their progress is going for their trek to the South Pole. And Ewan's actually, he's made some great modules for the students to learn about the history and the culture and the climate and the scientific research that is happening down in Antarctica. And we discuss it in class, and then what we've done just yesterday, we talked about what types of questions we want to ask Ray Zahab and the other expedition explorers, and we devise up or we think of some really good questions we want to ask them, and then we email them, and they're actually going to respond back with an actual audio response. So eventually our students will go onto the website, and the questions will be there for them to that they asked, and Ray and the other guys will answer them directly to the students.
I see. So Ewan, when will the students get a response?
Well, they're already response. We have actually 25 schools. There's three in the NWT, but we have schools from Boca Raton, Florida, through to Huati. Mm. We have 25 schools with around 2,700 students from across the country and in the United States following this. So we're getting questions in, and then we have our technical guy in Ottawa, Anton, who sends them south to Ray, Richard, and Kevin. All the equipment they're using is run by solar power. Hmm. So, and then they respond on their satellite radio with their little solar panels, and it's recorded. And then we, our web guy Nick, puts it up on the website. So there's a bit of a delay in the questions because they're flowing in, but we try to get them up within 10 days.
So they have laptops down there, right?
They don't have laptops, no, because they're trying to also beat the speed record to get to the pole. So they're trying to do this lightly, but they have all this little small equipment, sat phones, so forth,
yeah,
but no laptops.
And so you're in the light season and down there.
Yeah, it's 24 hours of daylight. 24 hours light.
hence the solar energy.
It wouldn't work in the winter.
Yeah. So now part of the goal is of course, to inspire students. So Blair, so far, are your students in Huati inspired?
Yeah, I think just especially in the last couple of days, we've been working on the modules that Ian's been providing us, and within about the last 2 weeks, Ray Zahab and the other explorers, they've arrived into Antarctica, and now we're actually seeing the progress of them moving along.
Yeah.
And just a few days ago, they read that Ray actually was one of them that almost fell down or was pulled back his sled into a crevice, but fortunately he wasn't pulled into it. And they're quite nervous, you know, watching the progress for these guys. And in class, it's pretty amazing to see that they're so excited about, you know, these guys down in the south and what they're doing. And they see that, you know, some things that we think, you know, aren't impossible for someone to walk to the South Pole and actually have some people talk in a classroom to people on the other end of the world. They see that, anything is possible. And, you know, it is, you can see the... just from their faces that they are inspired with what we're doing right now.
So Ewan, does this classroom connection make up for not going to Antarctica yourself?
Well, that's fine. When Ray originally asked me to come along, there were supposed to be six of us, but it costs a lot to get to Antarctica. I did spend 2 weeks with the team in Chile just getting ready. I just returned. So, no, this has been a total blast. We're a bunch of volunteers from across the country in the United States. Working on this project, really following Ray's inspirational lead to get kids involved. And this was, we felt that the platform, thinking back to our own adolescence in high school, learning something from a textbook, there's something called experiential learning. And with experiential learning, it's self-evident, you learn from experiences in your life. And if we felt that if we could tie science and history and culture to an experience such as this, it would help inspire kids. And if it's working, we're very, very pleased.
Inspirational indeed. And Blair Hagman in Huati and Ewan Affleck in Yellowknife, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
Blair Hagman is a science teacher at the Metzi Community School in Huati, and Ewan Affleck joined us here in the studio in Yellowknife.